Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Happy 250th birthday of our favorite country.
America.
How did the 4th go for law enforcement in Santa Rosa County?
It was quiet. We had some incidents on the beach, but nothing major. Just, you know, the regular kind of thing. People drinking too much and doing stupid things, but nothing major. So it was a good weekend for us.
Let me quote one of my favorite people. America!
Yeah, but you don't put an A at the front. It's just America.
I know. I'm still overcoming my affection for grammar. But no, you're exactly right about that. We had a child neglect story out of Navarre. A 28-year-old arrested for child neglect after her son was found walking down the road with no shoes. But you and I were just talking briefly off the air, and this was not quite as much a story as the headlines made it sound like.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, any child abuse is bad, and,
right.
And not watching your child especially, and that's why we did affect the arrest. But, yeah, it wasn't like, you know, we've seen a lot worse in Santa Rosa County when it comes to child abuse. So, but, yeah, she still got arrested. You got to pay attention to your children. That's for sure.
And this was her second arrest, apparently. And, you know, I guess she smelled like alcohol, which, I mean, you know,
yeah.
A lot of the things that go along with all of this.
Yeah.
Blackwater Heritage State Trail near Milton.
Yeah.
A guy says he and his nephew were out, and they say they saw a Florida panther.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, no, we don't have panthers up here. But I've seen a panther, so I know they're up here. And it's kind of scary, you know, because everybody talks about, you know, we don't have panthers up here. And so they go down these trails and they don't think, you know, there's creatures out there that can really do them harm. And, yeah, we do have panthers in the area.
And the recommendation, if you ever come across one, is?
Steer clear of it. And hopefully it's more afraid of you than you are.
I'll always hope for that.
Yes.
Definitely always hope for that.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, we had obviously an incident in Pensacola. I know you're familiar that, you know, it's early morning Sunday. And I think a lot of people are kind of, I think it's easy to misinterpret what happened. They are interpreting as being connected to the 4th of July or as being with the teenagers or as being a flash mob. And it doesn't seem to have been any of those. What it seems to be is, you know, somebody who had probably pre-existing beef with somebody else or a reason to attack them either found out or stumbled upon them in the midst of a crowd and decided that it didn't matter whether there was a crowd, they were going to start shooting, they and their friends. And six people wound up getting wounded and one person wound up getting killed. But, you know, even with 50 extra cops, there's no number of police you can put when there's a big crowd and there's somebody who's willing to do evil to even stop that in advance. It's just, you know, crowds are crowds, right?
Yeah, and how do you know what person in that crowd is armed?
Right.
You know, that's another problem. So they have to act first for us to react to it. And unfortunately, with handguns or rifles or whatever, you can do a lot of damage before we can get to you and put you down. So, yeah, I feel for the Pensacola Police Department. It was a rough thing they had to do, but, you know, it is what it is. And unfortunately, it happens a lot around the country.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that, you know, typically the way, especially national media, when they get a hold of a story, they're going to misunderstand it or fit it into a box that it doesn't really fit into. And the way I've kind of been saying it is this could have been on July 6th. This could have been on a gallery night, some other night. This could have been any other, or it could have been at some, you know, home or some club where these people saw each other. It just happened to be after a fireworks show in downtown Pensacola on the 250th anniversary is how I've been thinking about it.
There's mass shooting and, you know, we need to take guns from law-abiding people and now that'll keep criminals from doing this. It's like, you know, they have their narrative.
Right. And you know, and I know I can't really control, I can't control how the media is going to, you know, misinterpret or misrepresent something. And they're rarely going to stick around long enough to follow up with the details.
Oh, yeah.
I think I still, to this day, I remember the NAS Pensacola shooting and you saying, I'm laughing about that. I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about the week following that. When we had our press conference, and I'm there with Grover and all of the locals who are from PNJ and WAR and Rick Outson, and we're all there. And there's this Yahoo from New York, from CNN, who thinks he's the biggest guy in the room and asks all these abrasive, abrupt, stupid, obnoxious questions.
Yeah.
We're all just looking at him like, would you please quit so we can get back to the business of actually dealing with a community that, you know, like, it's anyway. And, you know, that's all this is for those people.
Yeah, that's CNN for you, the Common News Network.
Often, often it is. Sheriff, I don't know how familiar you are with this ruling. It just came out, I think, on Friday. The Florida State Supreme Court issued a ruling related to the knock and announce procedures for when you serve a warrant. And the short version of this is that the statute specifically says that if a officer of the law violates the knock and announce requirements before entering a home, even with a warrant, that officer can be charged with a crime. The law does not specifically provide for exclusion of any evidence secured after the failure to follow the knock and announce law being excluded from the trial. But that's historically been the remedy, is the courts have figured that we can stop this bad behavior by excluding the evidence at trial. And the Florida State Supreme Court said two things. They said, number one, that does not exclude the evidence because it's a legitimate warrant, even if it's not served in the proper way. But number two, they are recommending that, and that's not working to discourage bad behavior. They're saying, no, police officers are going to be held accountable. They've never been charged under this law, but they recommend charging officers who don't follow this. I think it's a huge ruling. I think it's a very interesting one, but I'm curious what your reaction is and what your agency might do as a result of this ruling, if anything, differently.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything differently. And, you know, it's incumbent upon the deputy or police officer serving the warrant to adhere to the law. I mean, that's what we're here for. You have some agencies, especially, you know, the bigger ones, New York City and all that, that have bad apples because they have 45 officers.
Yeah, anybody that's got we're cell phone signals kind of breaking up on us. For anybody who's got 45,000 officers, you're going to have some bad ones too, right?
Our guys adhere to the law. They always will. And if they don't, they pay a consequence for it. I don't understand that. We weed out that.
Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, if you can still hear me, thank you so much for joining us on the 6th of July. Thank you for your service to this country, both as sheriff and in the Air Force. I appreciate it, sir. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Take care, Andrew.